I'm Florence Schwein with today's Desert Diary. For several million years, the Earth's climate has alternated between glacial, ice ages, and conditions like our current interglacial climate. As the last glacial ended, some 10,000 years ago, warming and drying became dominant in the northern Chihuahuan Desert. By around 4,000 years ago, full desert conditions had arrived. Reconstructing the past climate and its effects on animals is detective work, gathering facts and trying to make sense of them. As often is the case with such inferences, parts of the picture may be perfectly clear, while other portions remain fuzzy. We've always assumed that the Rio Grande Valley has supported wetlands continuously since the end of the Ice Age. We also know from fossil evidence that meadow voles requiring such habitat in the southwest were present in the region around 8,000 years ago. What we don't know is whether this mouse survived into historic times or was eliminated earlier. An earlier extermination would imply complete loss of wetlands at some point during the last 8,000 years, with dire implications for upcoming climatic changes involved in global warming. I'm Florence Schwein.